Well, here at home, it's official. President Joe Biden made the announcement through a video earlier today that everyone expected. He's running for re-election. We'll take a deeper dive elsewhere in the program, but for now, how do Americans feel about Biden's decision, at least as measured in the latest polling from the new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll? And former President Donald Trump, he's still the Republican frontrunner. What else does the polling say about him? NPR senior correspondent Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
And as we said, we'll stir the Biden tea leaves a little bit more a little later on. But what were your poll results on Biden first?
Well, in this poll, you know, we asked about Biden's approval rating, as we usually do, and it was at 41%, which has been about where it's been. He had a small bump after the State of the Union, but since the withdrawal from Afghanistan, that was fairly chaotic in 2021, it's been in the low 40s, and Trump was in the low 40s. I think it really speaks about a lot of the partisanship we see. And one of the difficult areas for Biden, 36% of independents approve of the job that he's done. That's been higher. It's been lower. He really needs them to be able to win re-election.
Okay. As we said, we'll look closer later. But to Donald Trump, I mean, overall, the poll shows most Republican voters are in favor of Donald Trump becoming president. And you asked two questions. So would they prefer him for president? And then even if convicted of a crime, what did you see?
Yeah, well, with all the investigations that are into Trump's conduct, you know, we were kind of wondering, would it make a difference? Would anything make a difference, really? And what we found overall was 71% of Republicans said that they think Trump should be president again. When we asked about whether or not he was convicted of a crime, found guilty by a jury of his peers, still, 63% of Republicans said that they think that he should be president, even if convicted of a crime, which is really quite shocking, pretty stunning to see, although not 100% surprising for those of us who've been to Trump rallies and been, you know, talking to Trump supporters for years.
Well, but overall, what were some of the numbers?
Well, what I did find here with the people who overall there's a huge disconnect. You know, there's a lot of people who do not want Trump to be president again outside of the Republican Party. You know, 64% overall do not want him to be president. Just 29% of independents do.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that 64% overall Americans who don't want Trump to be president again grows to 70% if he's convicted of a crime.
It does, yeah.
That's a pretty high number there. But of the, you know, 1,300 respondents, you know, some of them made comments. What were some of the comments from the voters who absolutely, whether or not, you know, the president was convicted or not, wanted him to be president? What did they say?
Well, I reached out to a few people who gave permission to call back some of the respondents in the survey. I spoke to one man from Ohio, 65 years old, is a Trump supporter, has considered himself an independent for most of his life, but had a lot of harsh things to say about Democrats, felt like they cause wars, that they hurt the economy, and that's a big reason why he's been voting Republican. And with former President Trump, he believes a lot of Trump's conspiracy theories, frankly, believes the 2020 election was stolen, that Hillary Clinton cheated, all of the things that you would hear on Fox News pretty generally, he seems to buy, and said that he believes that these investigations are all made up, they're fake, and that he can't get a fair shot in New York anyway because the investigations have been biased and because they're all Democrats in New York, and that it would be a difficult time for Trump to get a fair trial anyway. So, and I heard that repeatedly. I've heard that repeatedly over the years from Trump supporters at Trump rallies I've been to.
Yeah, well, it looks as if also some of the ads supporting Trump that are attacking Ron DeSantis made a ding in the responses that you got from some of the GOP voters. NPR senior correspondent Domenico Montanaro, we'll just keep checking in with you. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.